Next case, please.
Okay. Our next case is back under public hearings and new business. Case number 12123, CMF Bayside LLC is seeking variances from the minimum lot width requirement and the minimum lot size requirement under section 115-127 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of the intersection of Signature Boulevard and Lakeview Drive and within Village A of the Americana Bayside MRRPC. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 12-foot reduction in the minimum lot width from 60 feet down to 48 feet and an 1,800-square-foot reduction in the minimum lot area from 7,500 square feet to 5,700 square feet for 24 patio home lots within Village A of Americana Bayside.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rich Mitchell. 32118 Barn Owl Drive, Southern.
Steve Marsh, 2704 Lower Millstone Lane, Salisbury, Maryland.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Sussex County, and I am here on behalf of the applicant, CMF Bayside LLC. And I do have to mention, I understand why you needed two attorneys here tonight, just to readjust that agenda. That was pretty complicated sitting back and listening to that.
Thank you.
Again, yes. With me are Rich Rischel of on behalf of CMF and Steve Marsh with GMB. I just submitted a handout of some exhibits that I'll be referring to. This is an application requesting two variances related to lot size. The code requirements provide a minimum lot size of 7,500 square feet and a minimum lot width of 60 feet. And this application is requesting a variance in lot size of 1,800 square feet, which would result in a minimum lot size of 5,700 square feet and a variance in a lot width of 12 feet that would result in a minimum lot width of 48 feet. These lots will be located in Village A. And on the board, you'll see the that's the Americana Bayside development and the Village A, if I can work this right.
Yes.
Did I get a color? Let's try blue. There you go. That's Village A within the Americana Bayside development, which is actually outlined with that red line. So these lots will be located in Village A. Village A is proposed to contain 96 single-family lots, but this variance would only apply to 24 of those lots, and these smaller lots are referred to as patio lots. In order to make some sense out of this application, I think some history would be helpful, since I don't know how familiar all the board members are with Americana Bayside, with the exception of Ms. McGee, who is probably more familiar with it than I am, and I have been involved in it since 1998. But I'll defer to you for a longer length of time. Americana Bayside is a development of Carlin Freeman Associates. The Freeman Company has been developing property in Sussex County since the 1960s, and Freeman developments include Sea Colony East and West, The Preserve, North Bethany, and Bear Trap in Ocean View, and other developments. Americana Bayside was approved in 2001 as a large-scale MR zone residential plan community. It's located on over 890 acres on the south side of Route 54, and it extends south to the Maryland line. The development was approved for 1,700 residential units, 170,000 square feet of retail and office space, and extensive recreational amenities, including a Jack Nicklaus designed golf course and the Freeman Stage. So the Americana Bayside residential development community is significantly different than a normal subdivision that you would see. It's much more like a small town, and in fact,
By Sussex County standards, it's actually more like a large town. A lot of the planning that went into the vision of the community involved a main consideration in the design, and those considerations were to establish architectural guidelines to create an attractive and inviting streetscape in the residential communities within the development. And I think, as you can see, there's various residential communities spaced throughout the development, along with the golf course and the commercial areas. The concept was thinking of some of the older towns in Sussex County, like Lewis or Milton, and the older streetscapes and homes that are located along those streets. And that was the style envisioned by the Americana in the development name, rather than the more common appearance of many new subdivisions, which is more of a similar cookie-cutter type layout. Now, in order to create that, the various villages within Bayside, in addition to the variations in architectural style, also have variations in lot size. And let me refer to Exhibit A, which is the...
Am I in control of this?
Oh, I've got it.
All right. Village A is the section that we're talking about. So Village A will contain 96 lots. There will be 17 lots, which would be 72 by 120 feet. And I think they are the lots that are shown in red on the plan there. They are standard lots that meet code. There'll be 54 lots, which are 64 by 120. They're the ones marked in orange on the board. They are also standard lots that would meet code. And then the 24 lots that we're proposing tonight, the patio lots, are 48 by 120 feet, and they're the ones that are marked in yellow on the exhibit there. The patio lots, as I said, have a width 12 feet less than the 60 feet required and contain 5,760 square feet, which is 1,740 square feet less than the 7,500 square foot requirement. So that is the reason and the basis for this requested variance.
Repeat that, please. Why are you asking for this variance?
In order to maintain the architectural style and design of the development.
Okay.
And as you can see from that site plan, there are three types of the lots, and they're distributed evenly throughout the village. So they're not in a different section or just all lumped together. They're interspaced, again, to create this visual appearance of the streetscape. Now, this request is not unique for Village A. In fact, our request will enable the continuation of the development style that has already been constructed with the approval of the board in other sections of Bayside. Exhibit B, which is the exhibit booklet that I just handed out to you, are the minutes of the Board of Adjustment in case number 8702. That was a variance that was approved on July 12, 2004. That variance approval authorized a 1,500 square foot reduction in lot size for 127 lots in the initial residential development area in Bayside. So that variance permitted 127 6,000 square foot lots. In addition, Exhibit C in the exhibit book that I handed in are the minutes of the board in case number 11262. And that was approved by the board on September 9th, 2013. That variance approval authorized a 2,500 square foot reduction in lot size and a 20 foot reduction in lot width for 93 lots in Village C. So that variance permitted 93 lots with a minimum size of 5,000 square feet and a minimum width of 40 feet in Village C, and that section is approximately two-thirds constructed at this time. So again, our requested variances tonight are to permit 24 lots in Village A to have a minimum lot size of 5,700 square feet and a minimum width of 48 feet. So this request before you tonight is actually not as large as the variances that were granted in the 2013 variance approval. And as I said, they only apply to 24 lots. We would request your approval for similar reasons found by the board in the 2013 variance approval. The Americana Bayside development is unique in that it is a large residential plan community, similar to a small town, with a design plan resulting in an attractive community appearance. To the best of my knowledge, I think it is the largest residential community in Sussex County, at least one built out. The variances will enable the continuation of the community design consistent with the existing homes that are already built in the development. That the lot size difficulty was not created by the applicant and the variances are the minimum needed for relief. That the variances are consistent with the prior variances granted by the board for 220 other lots, again, for the purpose of creating the style and appearance envisioned for the development. That the variances are only 424 lots and the variances are not as large as the prior variances granted in 2013. And that the variances will be consistent with the essential character of the community and similar to the nature of the existing lots in Americana Bayside. And that basically is everything I have to present other than your questions. And Mr. Rischel, will you just confirm that everything I stated is true and correct? Identify your name.
Rich Rischel, okay. And that is true and correct.
And then the only thing I want to add is that the smaller lots, this density is approved density. The smaller lots aren't being done just to have density there. Things can be fit. It's just the design of the development. And the Village A, if you go back to the Americana Bayside site plan.
Oh, sorry.
You can see Village A, it's kind of an island unto itself. It's basically surrounded by open space, and it's really not adjacent to any other lots or anything of that nature. And again, the very purpose of a residential planned community, according to the code, is to create a superior living environment. And if you've been down to Americana Bayside, I think that is exactly what was created. So with that, I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. I'm going to start with you, Ms. McGee. Do you have any questions at this time?
You know I do.
Have you started any site work on this Village A at this time?
No.
No, it's just like it was years ago when you bought it.
Just again, identify yourself.
Yeah, it's under the reviews now at the county. I think we're not done any site work back
there. No site work on the Colin Farm.
Yeah, it's the area down right the old farm where basically it's between our first golf holes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is the open space. It's surrounded by the golf course.
Okay. And your overall density, it's not to gain density, but how will that affect your overall density on the whole project? Because when you purchase other parcels, I know you were still under 2 units per acre because of all the open space on the golf course.
Yeah, we have an application pending right now with council, and prior to that, within the last year or so, we did another piece, the Melson piece on Route 54. And on both of those applications, there was additional land being brought into Americana Bayside, but there was no additional density requested. In other words, the original approved 1,700 unit density was being applied to that additional land. The net effect of that was, not to any large extent, but the net effect was it was actually reducing the units per acre from less than 2 to a little bit smaller than that.
It won't increase any of the overall density.
Even on future?
Correct.
Okay. And you've adhered to all the requirements of the RPCs that were set forth back in, I would say, probably around 93 or 94, right?
That is correct.
I don't have any more right now.
Okay. Thank you.
I am disappointed that we got this tonight, and that's not the first time that we get this stuff, but just so you know.
You should make a rule that they need to be submitted 7 days ahead of time.
How about we do that? We'll do that at the end tonight.
Okay. All right.
We'll have to have it on the agenda to discuss rules this evening. we can certainly do that in the future, Ms.
Actually, I will apologize for that. I have been trying to do that. I did do that on the last one. I was away the month of March, and I had a difficult week last week with some zoning matters.
Oh, yeah.
So I did not get those in.
All right, Chair.
No questions.
Mr.
Any questions?
No questions?
I have no questions.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I guess I'll have to make the motion. Are you going to make me make this motion?
I was waiting for you to.
Okay, I guess I'll make a motion that we approve this motion for minimum lot width requirement and the minimum lot size requirements that they have requested.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'm going to go through the whole thing. I have to go through it.
Okay.
I guess. So the uniqueness of the property, I'm familiar with the property, and yes, it is very unique in probably more ways than one. We'll skip that one. Not created by the applicant. Well, skip that one. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and they're asking for a minimum variance. It is created by the applicant, and it could otherwise be developed, but to keep with the architectural style of the development, I feel that it's unique.
That the existing development itself is unique, and that's created the condition that led to the variance.
Correct.
Okay. Do I have a second to that?
I'll second Ms. McGee's motion.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,123. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mayor.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,123 is approved.